Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. You'll get 20% off your next order.
You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans, and welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sully. On today's episode, which is being dropped on the 20th day of December 2020, we are going to be doing the Sunday request, and it has something to do with baseball being inclusive to a bunch of players and legacies that were left out of the baseball record book for generations. This show is available on the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. We're also available wherever you get your podcasts. And when you're staying at home during these, well, let's just call them strange holidays that we're going to have right now, be sure to tell your smart device to play Podcast Locked On MLB or check out some of the other great shows on the Locked On Podcast Network, including Locked On Fantasy Baseball with Scott Cullen, and for every single major league team. And do you want all your other, whatever sports you follow? I really only follow baseball. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I casually follow the NBA, but I don't really follow the other sports. But that's just me. You like college football, you like pro football, you like hockey, you like basketball. There's all, we got it all. We got, that's the beauty of the Locked On Podcast Network. We can be as wide or as specific as you need. Because that's how it is now. That's how sports consumption is. It's no longer waiting for SportsCenter. No one has to dictate what the top story is. If your main team is the Spokane Indians, I don't think we have Locked On Spokane Indians, so maybe we'll have to work on that for the next season. By the way, you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On MLB Pod. I'm your pal Sully. If you got a Sunday request, say that five times fast. Send it to me at my personal Twitter account, which is Sully Baseball. I'm also on Instagram at Sully Baseball Podcast. I got a bunch of people wanting to ask me about this, and I got a bunch of tweets and Sunday requests about this particular topic. I'm using the St. Louis Poke, the STL Poke, and his tweet that he sent, but it isn't because I ignored anyone else, it's just because it was the one I happen to have up here. And he just wrote thoughts, and it was about Major League Baseball's announcement on December 16. And it says, MLB is correcting a long-time oversight in the game's history by officially elevating the Negro Leagues to Major League status, with Major League in quotes. And the official statement from Rob Manfred, which is, all of us who love baseball have long known that the Negro Leagues produce many of our game's best players, innovations, and triumphs against the backdrop of injustice. We are now grateful to count the players of the Negro Leagues where they belong, as major leaguers within the official historical record. There is a lot to unpack here, and I'm going to be positive first. Look, as someone who is a lover of baseball, it is the greatest injustice in baseball history, not just for the social injustice, but for how baseball unfolded. You know how I do What If Wednesday, and I'm going to be doing another What If Wednesday on this week, and it does have to do with the Negro Leagues. But it is the biggest overreaching what if in sports history, is what if baseball integrated a lot earlier than 1947? Just in terms of the talent that was available. You know, there was a wonderful article that came out on the Los Angeles Times. What day would this? I actually have the physical paper here. It was a November 25th article written by Kevin Baxter, was about how do you put the records and the stats of the Negro Leagues alongside the Major Leagues. And it is difficult to do because you don't know the level of the talent, and was it a level playing field for either side? they're pointing out that, for example, like the highest, you know, the all-time batting champion, which is Ty Cobb in the major leagues, would it have been Josh Gibson, whose recorded batting average was .361 and may have hit up to 800 home runs? I say may have because not every game could afford to have an official scorekeeper. You know, does that go alongside it? And by the same point, how do you count the stats of the white players if they didn't have to bat against a Satchel Paige? They didn't have to pitch against a Oscar Charleston. The catcher didn't have to try to throw out a Cool Papa Bell. And the opposing manager didn't have to outsmart Rube Foster. And so both sides have a gigantic asterisk on it because neither one of them were playing all the best players. It's one of the reasons why all records that are held before integration, I take with a grain of salt. You think about how many MVPs, how many Cy Young Award winners, how many superstars, how many home run champs, how many stolen base champs, how many batting champs would not have been allowed to play in the subsequent years. You got a bullpen closer. You're not allowed to use Mariano Rivera. You're not allowed to use Ken Griffey Jr. You're not allowed to use Barry Bonds. You're not allowed to use Ricky Henderson. Think about what the record books would be like without that. And think about a league and where it's all black and it's not white, so then you don't have the George Bretts or the Wade Boggs or the Randy Johnsons. You know, you have a situation where the stats, you have to sort of look at askew on for both elements of it. And so it is difficult to try to figure out where who would be the greatest of all time in the major leagues or the Negro leagues. And because of that, and because of that great injustice, and because of the fact that baseball history would have been totally different if Oscar Charleston, who people saw in place that was the most talented player of his time, would have been able to play in the major leagues. He would have been part of baseball history with those World Series that he would have helped win, or at least would have improved his team to the point where they're a pennant contender. They may have been the Phillies. They may have been the Browns. They may have been a team that didn't win during that era. And so every element of baseball would have been changed. It's very difficult to know how to handle this in terms of the statistics, the hard numbers. But in terms of the legacy and how we look at it, I'm going to give Manfred and baseball some leeway here because their heart is in the right place here. Their heart is in the place to say, hey, while we're still in an era where some Negro Leaguers are still alive, there are some that are still out there who are still alive, can we honor? And in the past, they have done things like done a mock draft of some of the Negro League stars so they can get an MLB pension. You know, let's put some hard numbers on this. And I understand where their heart is on this. That's a positive thing to say we are going to acknowledge that the level of play was Major League worthy. That these players who are excluded, we are going to say, were the equivalent of the American League and the National League. I think that that's positive. And quite frankly, anything that gets people talking and remembering these players who played under unbelievably hard conditions and for a lot less money and where they were basically shut out of baseball history and the record books in terms of the American and National League, anything that can get you to talk about Turkey Stearns, the grandfather of friend of the podcast, Vanessa Thompson, who's been part of the show, I'm going to try to get her on later, anything to get people remembering the legacy of Ray Dandridge, of Judy Johnson, of Buck Leonard. This is the reason why leaving Buck O'Neill out of the Hall of Fame was so insane, especially when you consider some of the people who worked actively to keep the game segregated have plaques. Kennesaw Mountain Landis has a plaque. Tom Yawkey has a plaque. Buck O'Neill deserved a plaque, if for no other reason than his job as an ambassador to make people realize, yeah, Double Duty Ratcliffe was a player worth remembering. Yeah, these are players worth it. Bajum Wilson are players worth remembering. And these would not be obscure figures had it not been for the segregation. They would have been, let's just say, Satchel Paige, who did wind up winning a ring with the Cleveland Indians when he was in his late 40s. And by the way, Indians, while you're contemplating what name to change, retire Satchel Paige's number. Some team should. Some team has to. So I'm commending baseball for doing something right, for saying let's honor the Negro Leagues, doing the things that they've done, and hopefully the whatever remaining Negro Leaguers are there and their families can be taken care of by Major League Baseball. I think that's all a good thing. There's a couple of things here that I want to make sure don't happen. And there's some wording here that makes me say, okay, let's make sure something doesn't happen, because the Negro Leagues were more than just players. I'm going to talk about that for a second here. But let me just tell you another thing here, all right? This is not baseball season. We're talking baseball because we love it here, but there's some other big games going on right now. Evidently, we're living in a world with the Buffalo Bills. I just found this today. The Buffalo Bills are good? Are we going to live in a world where the Bills have a shot to win the Super Bowl? Is that something you want to put some money on? Is that something you want to make a bet on? Look, I'm telling you, if you're going to bet on the Bills, there's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust, and that's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. And don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And when you've won, you should celebrate with a Built Bar, because Built Bars are the best protein bars ever. And they've got these 6 great new flavors: caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp, to go along with some of their original flavors, including my favorite, which is raspberry. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft, they're easy to chew, but they're good for you. They're great for a health-conscious person looking to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. They're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Let's take the cherry barcia. They've got 17 grams of protein, 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and 4 grams net carb. You get free cooler with purchase while supplies last. Just go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. You get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at builtbar.com. Now, one thing I want to make sure isn't going to happen is that Major League Baseball cannot co-opt the history of the Negro Leagues. They cannot say this history is ours. It isn't. And that's the point. The point is the Negro League players played in a league where they had to create their own opportunity because Major League Baseball didn't let it happen. This is the great penance of Major League Baseball, but they can't say, okay, now you're part of us. No, the legacy is something that is separate and is a story of perseverance against Major League Baseball. They could do the reparations in terms of the pensions and honoring them and everything, but it is not Major League Baseball's history. And one of the reasons why it isn't is because the players, the stars of the Negro Leagues, got to come over. And yes, the first wave did produce some of the great stars in the history of baseball, including Hank Aaron, including Willie Mays, including Jackie Robinson, including Monte Irvin, including Larry Doby, all Hall of Famers, all of them, including Roy Campanella, including Don Newcomb. But the Negro Leagues were more than players. The owners, the general managers, the people making the deals, the people who were trainers, the coaching staff, the entire organization. Virtually everybody who worked in the Negro Leagues were African American. And when you saw an entire team, not just the players, the staff, the people you don't even think about who run the baseball operation. You know, there was the people from the top all the way down to the people cleaning the clubhouse, the scouts, everybody who worked on the team were African American. Virtually everybody. I'm sure you can point to a face here or there, but it was an entire team of people. And when Major League Baseball started to trickle in, they didn't let them in. It's one of the things I'm reading about in the Jackie Robinson book, where he was lamenting that, first of all, that Major League Baseball at the time had no use for players once they retired. This was before the labor victories. But also, there was no use for anyone who was African American within the system of the team, within the coaching staff, within the scouts. This was an entire organization, an entire league, who saw that they would not be included, so they created something of their own. And yes, there were some people who saw that the integration of baseball was the end of that league, who knew that meant it was the end of their employment in baseball. That the major leagues were not going to say, oh, let's bring in a trainer, let's bring in scouts. Hell, it took till 1975 for them to finally have an African-American manager. And then it took till 1981 or 82 for the National League, and it was the same dude. Frank Robinson was the first American League and the first National League black manager. You know, I mean, and that doesn't, you know, and to this day, you see there's trouble hiring non-white faces to be the manager of the team. And they usually only get one shot at it. You know, why did freaking Terry Collins get shot after shot and Jim Rigelman get shot after shot, but Willie Randolph gets only one? An entire league gets shut out as the superstars were allowed to trickle in. And it didn't integrate every aspect of baseball. And that is part of the Negro League history. That is part of their legacy. And part of that legacy is the fact that these leagues existed because Major League Baseball, the two leagues, the National League and the American League, would not allow them in. And they didn't allow most of them in, even after the color barrier was broken. And that is part of the Negro League legacy. And I want to make sure that baseball doesn't say, oh, that's all part of us now. You're all part of our league now. No, it was a separate league. And it was a separate league that has never been successfully and totally assimilated into Major League Baseball. And so, I'm not trying to be preachy. I think their heart is in the right place. I think they're trying to do the right thing. And I admire that. Honor them? Yes. Compensate them? Sure. Educate people of their past? Absolutely. Co-opt them? Not so fast. Not so fast. Pump the brakes on that one. But it does make people talk about the Negro Leagues, and that is always a good thing, because they should be players who have changed the course of history. We know Ty Cobb. Baseball fans know Joe DiMaggio, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig. We say the name Cy Young. I'm sure some people don't know he was an actual dude. And none of those players played against all the best. And that's the shame of it. And baseball can't wipe away that. They can acknowledge that and can continue. There's still a lot of work to be done, but continue to move the right direction. Their heart's in the right place. You just don't assume to assimilate all of it. But you can assume to listen to this podcast all throughout the off season. Send in a Sunday request if you want me to talk about a topic, and visit us in the free and easy to use Himalaya podcasting app. Talking about the legacy of the Negro Leagues and the fact that it's not always as simple to know what to do and how to honor. This is Locked On MLB for the 20th day of December 2020. I'm your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. Please call me Sullivan.